Yo, your ears are tuned in to Splat and Chat by your girl Shanti Arnice. Welcome back to my podcast, and you are now listening to season 1, episode 5. So we are back with another episode, and I just want to thank you guys so much for continuing to listen to me and spread the word to your friends and your family about Splat and Chat. I know I keep telling y'all that my episode drop dates will be every Tuesday and Friday, and I have not shared a podcast episode with you guys on a Friday yet. Please forgive me. Sometimes my Fridays get very crazy and unpredictable. And that's something that I just have to not let happen and just do what I need to do. So we are here this Sunday, and I have a special guest with me. I have my sister Tia and my niece Inslee. So if you hear baby coos, that hi. Is Inslee.
Say hi, Inslee.
Okay, no. She don't want to say hi. But today we are going to get into an open discussion on what matters the most. So the title of this episode is "Do What Matters." So I'm going to ask Tiana a question on what does doing what matters the most means to her. So,
doing what matters means the most to me really is putting yourself first. Mm-hmm. I feel like once you put yourself first, nothing else really matters.
Exactly. And that's what I think a lot of people need to come to realization with, because we have those people like myself, our loyalty runs deep.
And very deep.
It runs so deep, and we worry about others before we worry about ourselves.
And put them first.
Every time. You put those people first every time, and then when you expect that in return, it's just like...
You never get it.
You don't get it.
So you be disappointed, and you just sit there and you wonder why.
Mm-hmm. Be upset with yourself.
Be upset. So that's why when you start putting yourself first, when other people do flawed stuff, it don't bother you.
Exactly, because you protected your energy. So that's a very great pinpoint. What do you feel doing what matters the most in relationships?
What's with your relationships intake? I feel like the biggest key is communication.
Yes.
Communication, knowing one another, and just not giving up.
Yes.
Spending time, and once again, in that too, putting yourself first at times too, because you can mm-hmm. lose yourself when it comes to a relationship.
Yes, don't get so wrapped up into your relationship to the point where you don't know who you are. So, because then when push comes to shove or something bad happens, you know, you can't fall back on yourself because you were so dedicated to you and that person.
And then I just feel like they're not going to, they somehow, some way lose respect for you at
yep.
that point too.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't put yourself first or put your foot down, and when you let them get too comfortable, then...
Right. Definitely, communicating is the key. You have to know how to communicate with your partner. You can't just expect for everything to be fine and no one's talking about the issue. I just feel like that's the number one thing. Oh, now Inslee want to talk to you guys. Now, I feel like communication is probably one of the most important things that you need to focus on. Also with trust.
Trust is a big
if you question. Guys, if you guys don't have trust, if you guys don't have communication, and it's just like, what else matters? Like, you have to do what matters. It's not so, you can't be selfish in the fact, and be stuck in, that's just how I am, or you don't want to fix that situation because you're being so stubborn to the point. You have to do what matters. If that person matters to you and you're with that person, you gotta communicate with them.
Either you let it go, and if you can't let it go, you gotta let them go, because going forward in your relationship, you're gonna always have that trust issue.
Mm-hmm. And also, never get too comfortable.
Never.
You have to... I hate when someone, like, we've been together for so long, and all of a sudden, we're just so comfortable, and it's just like, nothing's the same. Yeah. It's the simple things that matters in the relationship.
Nothing's the same. You get too comfortable, so you expect the same thing out of someone.
Right. You have then to keep it going.
You have to keep it going. Keep your relationship going. Keep your relationship sparked. You gotta...
do whatever, like... y'all gotta come to some kind of agreement to want to do more and not be stuck in the same.
And make sure this is where communicating come into key too, because you have to make sure each other is still happy.
Exactly.
Don't just be comfortable and just think that your partner is happy just because. No. It may be the smallest thing that's bothering your partner and you don't even know it, because you don't even realize that you haven't done that in a while because you're comfortable.
Right. A simple, baby, how you doing? Or is there anything that you need me to do? Like, it can go a long way if you guys just open up. Forgiveness, too. I feel like our generation and relationships suffer a lot because they don't know how to forgive and move on from it. And that's why a lot of people, you know, they break up. It don't work out because they don't understand the importance of forgiveness in a relationship. Mm-hmm. We have our grandmothers and grandfathers that have been together for decades. And it's just like, do you guys think that it was easy?
No,
they forgave each other. They communicated with each other. They trusted each other to that extent to where they did not let whatever that didn't matter jeopardize their relationship, because they are what mattered the most to each other. So I definitely feel like forgiveness is a strong key point on if this is somebody that you want to be with for the rest of your lives. Just have that trust, communication, and forgiveness.
Definitely.
And patience. Jesus Lord, patience. Patience.
There's gonna be some times you wanna bop.
Definitely have to have patience.
Yeah. Especially when it comes to growing up.
Yeah.
Some mature faster than others. So you have to have patience with them.
Yep,
when it comes to that. Know that sometimes it takes them a little longer to, you know, grow up.
Mm-hmm. Especially if that's someone you want to be with. You have to, that's just something you got to deal with. You got to work with them. Get them to understand you on your level, kind of, in a way. And definitely, I think the openness is important as well. I would love to be able to just come to my partner and just share whatever. And we just talk about whatever. Like, I don't want no secrets, or I don't want somebody to know something before my partner tells me. Like, if you feel this type of way, tell me first. Do not go to your friends. Like,
don't let me hear from somebody else.
Right.
When you could easily just come to me and tell me.
Just please be open.
Believe me, I'm going to come to you and tell you before somebody is ever able to say what I said to them first.
Exactly. And then, because that way it leaves something for you guys to talk about versus, oh, who you've been talking to. Somebody put that in your head. Da, 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 da. And it's like, no, I'm being open with you. I'm coming to you because this is what's in my head. Like, I don't know. That's that on relationships. I just feel like all of those are. Oh, also, like, back to spicing it up, the importance of date nights.
Date
night is so important. Like, let your lady or your man be your best friend. Do whatever with them. Like, hang out. Even if it's a simple date night in the house. Like,
or out to eat for ice cream or something.
Right.
Especially when you have kids. The importance of, you cannot lose your relationship just because you have kids, because as parents, you want to put your child first every single time.
Right.
But y'all still have that relationship that y'all have to keep sparked up. So that's
right, Enzy.
Ma.
Yeah, that is very important. Don't get bored.
Do not get bored.
Don't even leave that open space for y'all to say that y'all are bored with one another.
I read where it says at least a few times out the year, live beyond your means with your partner. So what that means, like, go to that expensive restaurant that y'all right. are going to go to.
Sometimes you have to just do it. Like, I feel like, especially our generation too, they worry, they stress about money, and it's yeah. just like, sometimes you got to do what you want and that makes you happy. If that's yep. what's going to make you happy at that moment, fuck it. Let's go out there and right. go to this 5-star restaurant.
Like, we might be hungry, but
we ain't good today. We just sitting there thinking, like, damn, man, we had a good time yesterday.
But that's, it's important to make sure y'all are still good. It's that spark in that relationship still needs to be lit.
For real. And I just pray, like, whoever, like, you all find that type of love with your partner to where y'all can enjoy the simple things and be happy yes. and can just kind of agree with each other on everything to where, I mean, a lot of people do disagree to agree, whatever, but if y'all could just come to that agreement to where y'all both think the same to the point to is, like, nobody's going to feel some type of way about it. I think that's very important too, because how else can you enjoy your partner if you just have that one that's just like don't want to do anything?
Ooh. Ooh,
like, oh, that.
And for men, it is okay to plan a date night.
Yes,
it is okay.
Please do not let your girl take over.
It doesn't make you soft. It doesn't make you look weak or anything like that. Trust me. Your girl would love you.
That makes me love you more. Yes.
Oh my gosh. Do not let your girl be the one who planned everything. Oh my God.
For real. Like, women get tired of being the freaking brain masters and stuff. Like,
it is definitely okay to be a hopeless romantic as a guy.
Exactly.
And some men don't see that.
They don't.
It's,
And then you have those that's just like, I don't know. It's okay to not know. Just do your best. Like, the fact that I know that you don't know how to do this and you took the initiative to go out and do it anyway,
exactly.
It means a lot because you stepped outside of yourself to do something for somebody that you care about.
Right.
So, yes, men, please.
Step, basically, like you just said, step out of your comfort zone.
Yes, please do something sometime.
Something running
mouth. Right. Another pinpoint on doing what matters in life. I think the importance of joy and happiness is one of the most things that you need to do what matters in your life, because a lot of people worry, like we said in the beginning, a lot of people worry about others. Yeah. And in this point, you have to do what's best for you. Do what makes you happy, because it's your life. Nobody's living it but you. At the end of the day, you got to live this life. They're just in it. So whatever you feel that is important to you, do it.
Make sure you're happy, because if you're not happy, how can you make someone else happy?
Mm-hmm.
And at this point, life is too short to not be happy.
Too short. You never know when your time is. You never know when your calling is going to be. So just take time to reflect on doing what you want to do.
Even if that's once or twice out the month, just make sure you happy, you're good. And if making others happy make you happy, you know, then do that too. But also make sure that you're mentally stable enough mm-hmm. to do it.
And even if you're down and you just don't quite have it figured out yet, you have to shape your life for the better. You have to find your purpose and connect with it, stick with it. Like, don't dwell too much on you just don't know what to do, or you don't know who you are or what's next. You have mm-hmm. to shape yourself, mold it, and connect with it and stick with it. And you'll find your purpose. And your purpose is going to be your happy place.
Yep.
And you can't let nobody take you out from that happy place. And once you do find your purpose, like, nobody can take that from you.
Nobody. And if you let somebody take it from you, that is just a just looks weak. But once you find your happiness, your joy, especially if you come from a place where you just been down,
mm-hmm.
and then you build yourself back up and nobody else has built you up, you build yourself back
preach,
up.
Preach, Sister Tia. Preach.
That dark place, I'm telling you, nothing else
seriously
can break you down. Nothing.
I mean, a lot of this stuff, like people think that you're just doing it just to do it, but it builds your strength. Like,
yes.
it's testing you to see how strong you are. So if somebody do come and try to test you, you'll know how to just knock that down. You're just like, nah, man, I can't too far for that. Like, you can't bring me back down.
You'll know your self-worth at that point.
Mm-hmm. You'll never want to put yourself in that place again.
Because, honey, that dark place is a dark place. And it's hard to come out of. But once you reach that light, it ain't no more going back.
You there. It's up there and it's stuck there. another thing that this is kind of one of my favorite things when it comes to life and doing what's important in life is the importance of your time. Please, please cherish your time because that's something that you can't get back. And it's a lot of things that we do that you just be like, this is wasting my time. Like, why am I doing this? Like, it's getting nowhere. Like, it's important. Yeah. Like, your time is important.
Especially
and
when it comes to people who waste your time.
Yes.
Do not let people waste your time.
I feel like your time is very valuable and a lot of people is not going to respect your time how you respect your time. They're not going to value you how you value you. So you have to know the importance of that and know what you can take and what you can't deal with. And even if you just feel like you can't see yourself without that person, but they are wasting your time, like we go back to doing what's best for you. Doing what makes you happy. Knowing your worth. Knowing your value. If that person is wasting your time or if whatever you're doing is wasting your time, figure it out. Get out of it because we obviously don't have any time to waste.
If you're trying to grow and if that person's not growing with you, you're wasting your time.
Mm-hmm.
Let it go.
If they don't even have the ambition to try to get to where you at, you're here and they're there. I talked about this on a few of my podcasts, well, episodes. If you are here and they're down there, like they're not giving no type of growth to elevation at all. And you can't elevate with that person if they're not trying to elevate for themselves.
Mm-hmm. And waste your time. And that's when it comes to, like you said, doing what's best for you.
Like, I'd hate for you to deal with something for so long. And then when you finally get out and you're just like, damn, I wasted so much time. I wasted so much time and I could have been doing so much other shit.
Especially when you realize that and then what all you been wanting to do and it just finally just come together and it's just like, wow.
I had to get rid of this person just to
do this, man. Should have been gone.
For real. Like, if I would have known this, shit would have been way different.
And sometimes when you dealing with people like that, you are holding your blessings back.
Mm-hmm.
You can't let nobody keep you away from your blessings.
What is your intake on doing what matters when it comes to balance? What comes to mind?
This one is kind of hard for me because I'm still trying to balance.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to balance life. Being a mom. A working mom, mm-hmm. a mom in a relationship, it's hard, but I think you have to find your way.
Yeah, I just want to say, now, how do you cope with it? Like, what is your secret to beating the odds of balancing, knowing how tough it can be?
I can possibly say once I know I accomplished one step, it makes me feel better. Mm-hmm. Knowing that she's okay mm-hmm. makes me feel better. Knowing that, like, I honestly think it's getting through a day at a time with me.
Right. Hey, get that.
Getting through a day at a time with me, because this is still new for me. So once I know I accomplished one day, I know I can do it the next day.
And honestly, that's really all you have to do when it comes to balancing. So for those of you that's out there and listening and you are dealing with trying to balance things out in your life,
just
take one step at a time. Take a breather. Just don't overwhelm yourself. That is very important, and you have to do what matters in that, because you can really psych yourself out just being so stressed out about wondering about all the things that you have to do at once. If you just take a time to step back and reflect,
and it's
just
okay if you don't,
if you
do
can't
it all
right
in there,
right,
you just take it a day at a time and try it again the next day. It just you just can't stress out about it, and that's where I'm learning that I can't stress out about everything and take on other people's stress and still trying to do what's best for me. So yeah, it's definitely taking a step at a time, a day
for sure,
and it could take a few days, but that's okay.
You, at the end of the day, you're going to get it done.
As long as it gets
done. Don't let nobody be like, oh, dang, she took it forever to do this and that. Like, don't let somebody else's time be your time. Like, no, that's not what life's about. Everybody have their own life plan for them, and you have your own plan for you. You don't have to focus on what everybody else doing right now, because that was their time. What's their time is their time. Your time will come to you. And when it does, it does, and you just be happy in that moment that, you know, your time has come. So, that's very important in doing what matters. I think we kind of hit a lot of pinpoints on here.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else?
Let me see.
I have a few questions I didn't answer either from you. Some people that we can kind of throw in here.
Let's do that. Let's see what these people gotta ask.
They be asking me crazy stuff.
No, girl. Lord.
It's just a few. Oh, child, I don't know if I want to answer that.
What
one.
Is it?
This girl, she always asking me this stuff.
Let me see.
Well, okay. I mean, we gotta go answer for the people. The girl want to know why niggas. Oh wait, before we get into that, let me. I hope that that topic was able to help some of you guys. Feel free to come to me, like I said, if you have questions about anything, or if you just need advice, or if you want me to just discuss something, just hit your girl up. This is a judge-free zone podcast. I'll never put your name out there. It's anonymous for those of you who do want advice. But I hope I'm able to shine some light on you guys when it comes about doing what matters in life, because it's a lot of things that's important that you guys just need to worry about doing what's best for you and yourself, because like I said, it's your life. You have to live it, and those people are just living in it. Now, let's get into these questions. Okay, so this girl wants to know why niggas can't keep their dick in their pants. Because they some hoes. They some hoe-ass niggas. Okay? They had to get their dick wet from all these other bitches.
I really feel like some niggas just be insecure.
They do.
I really do.
They feel like they gotta find all these different characteristics and different women, and that's, y'all need to really understand soul ties. Soul ties is real.
It's real.
It's so real. And all these different females that y'all be just having sex with, and that shit hops like a freaking frog. It just hops off.
It so does.
It's disgusting.
AIDS, STDs, gonorrhea, all of that. Like, y'all just nasty.
Like, I don't get why. Child, I can't answer this for you, because I don't know why they just I don't know why they can't keep it in their pants. I don't know why they just feel like they just can't have that one person that they just having consistent sex with.
Ugh.
And can just, whatever y'all want to do, do it with that one person. It's sex. You got to be mature about it.
Yes. I think men too are so selfish when it comes to that.
They
because
are.
You can have you a good girl who is just for you,
And you don't do that. She not out here. Can't nobody say they had her. She do what she gotta do. Go to work, go home, mind her business, hang with her girls, and that's that. She ain't got no name for herself. Y'all can have that person right in y'all little palms, y'all little stinking nasty hand. Okay, guys, we are back. Sorry we had an interruption in the podcast episode. So, we're about to continue on. The next question is, who do you feel... Okay, she don't know how to talk.
Yeah, that's fun, though.
Kind of lost me. Who do you feel... love the hardest, females or dudes?
Ooh.
Definitely. I'm not trying to be no whole stereotype, but I definitely feel like females love the hardest, but it depends on the right dude.
I feel as if dudes fall the hardest first, and then females come behind and love the hardest.
Yes, definitely. Yeah, definitely.
Dudes always fall head over heels.
Fall first, but I say females love the hardest because once that female falls and she's in there, she's there. Yeah. And it's just like, she's definitely going to show the utmost love, the utmost loyalty, because she's treating you how she feels in her heart, the loyalty that's in her heart, and she's going to spread that on to you. So that's why I say,
and females treat men how they want to be
treated. Yes.
So a female gonna always treat their king like a king. It's just up for that king to treat their queen like a queen.
Right.
And sometimes it's just,
so it's like the moment you fuck up, like, that's when a female goes crazy and torn, because it's just like, bitch, I was fucking, like, I was riding for you. I loved you. Like, not for play, like, for real.
Yeah, that was a good question, though, but, yeah. I don't know. It's a...
But you do. I can't fault all dudes, though, because have those dudes out there that love a female to death. Genuinely loves her.
The ground they walk on.
Yes, worship her and just will do anything and show that love and loyalty. Like,
and you do have females who just...
That's just grimy and nasty just and just don't
and
care.
Dirty and dusty, crusty, rusty.
Yes, they do exist. And you just be like, no. He don't deserve that. Like,
I don't know. So I really just think it's the person.
It depends on the person. It depends on the person. But me, I'm a woman first. So me speaking on a female, I'm definitely gonna speak from me. When it comes to loving hard, I love hard. I love.
That's why it pisses me off when somebody just like fuck up, because I know I love hard. Because when I love you and when I fuck with you,
I'll do anything. Like, you can call me in the middle of the night, bitch, I'm picking up my phone, I'm there. It's like love. Like, bitch, I'm gonna talk my shit, but I'm gonna be there.
Exactly.
So I mean, I can only speak for me on that tip. Because I know how I get. Once I love you, I love you. If I care about you, I care about you, I'm there.
And it's a difference, too. Because I can love you and deal with you in a certain way. But if I'm, like, love you, you have all of me. And can't nobody mess that up.
Right. Can't nobody mess it up but you.
Yeah. That's a good one. Yeah.
Next question. What is the key to success? Invest in yourself.
Invest in yourself and have trust in God.
Exactly. Put God first before all plans. Whatever you have in store in your mind, your brain, whatever you're manifesting, put God first. Make him your main priority.
Right. Yes.
And always just invest in you, because nobody's going to do it and nobody's not going to take you serious but you.
Exactly.
So if you don't take you serious, how the hell you expect somebody else to take you serious?
Exactly.
So that's definitely the major key. You gotta, and it don't matter.
Honestly, too, have a genuine heart. Yes. If you don't have a genuine heart, I'm sorry, you're not going to be blessed. Mm-hmm. You can't be selfish. You can't just have just this selfish mentality because you're not going to be blessed. Not right. saying that you always have to do for others, but
your business has to be genuine. Like, yes, you don't try to get over heart. On people. Yeah. Do what's right. If you mess up, do what's right to your customer, because if you were to ever get a review, they will come back and be like, well, such and such and this happened, but however, she did apologize for her mistakes and rewarded me with this or offered me this. You know what I'm saying? Like, that can go a long way within your business.
Right.
Yeah. You just definitely have to do what you do with love. Be genuine. That's it, yeah.
No more questions? Can I think of a question?
Yeah, ask me some. Ask this young podcaster some questions.
Let me see.
Come on now.
I'm trying to think of a really good one. Because I feel like we touch bases on so much stuff we all the do. Time. And it's just like, I know you. So it's just like, it's kind of hard to ask you questions because I already know, like, where your mind at.
Girl, you don't know.
Girl.
My mind can be somewhere else.
Girl. You are me. I am you. I know where your mind be at. Anyways.
It'd be crazy, though, because we really be having some good topics that yeah. we can sit and talk to y'all about.
And I can't think of it off the top of my head. But let us be on some for other real, stuff.
Like, dang, should have put that in the podcast.
I don't know.
Ask me anything, anything, anything you want to know. I will tell you
for sure. I'm trying to think. I'm a little tipsy.
Shut Ooh. Up.
Yeah, I don't know right now.
Come on, you about to get kicked out.
Okay, I have a question for you. How do you know when you're at your breaking point when you're in a relationship?
What if you're not in a relationship?
Okay, with a person. You can have a friendship. It could be a friendship.
You will know because it will just be something that you just can't just take no more. Like, because there's going to be some times you're going to try yourself. You're going to be like, okay, I'm at my breaking point, blah, blah, blah. But you don't really be at your breaking point. But you're going to know for sure when you're done, because you're not going to tolerate none of the shit that they do. You're going to, you know, you're not going to fall for them how you used to. You're not going to fall for their little tricks. Like, it's right. going to be so much easier for you to just ignore, so much easier for you to just worry about you and do what you do and not just get led back to their little trap. Not necessarily right. saying it's a trap, but it's a trap to you because you're trying to leave that person. So you'll know for sure, because it's nothing that they can do that can just get you back to them, especially if they're not doing anything to change. They're getting you back and they're doing the same thing. So you're going to know for sure. It's going to be that one thing they do to be like, oh no, like, this is it. And you're going to leave. You're not going to tolerate it no more.
Right. Okay. I see what you're saying, Sly. I don't know. It's kind of hard to get to that breaking point, especially when you, like, love somebody.
It's very hard.
But once you get there, I understand, like, it's time to go. Like, you can't hold me back. You can't make me feel no type of way no more. Because you know how sometimes people can make you feel guilty for feeling yeah. the way you feel. But it's just like, how can you make me feel guilty for feeling the way I feel towards you on how you act towards me?
And you know another thing that's hard, too? When you see so much potential in somebody and it's just like, you can be so much more, so much better, and I just want to be there and help you and do this and that, which, like, you want the best for that person genuinely, and they just do you dirty, and it's just like, damn, like, I have so much potential Definitely. That I see in you, but you mess it up every time, and it's just like, that's something that you're gonna have to see for yourself and just
Definitely.
that's another thing that just makes it so hard, because like that's something that I struggle with too. It's like I see so much potential in somebody, and it's just like I want to be that person in your life because this is what I see in you. Like, I'm not, you know what I'm saying? I'm not like these other girls that just see one thing and that's what they go for. Like, I legit see the potential, and I want to be there and help you and mold you and, you know, be that backbone.
Right.
So it's just like, that's another thing that's just really hard, because it's just like, damn, like, do I leave them high and dry, or do I, you know, still stick with them through thick and thin? Because I don't know. That's just something that you have to battle with within yourself. But at that same time, that's when it goes back to doing what's best for you, because you can want that for somebody else and want to you care about somebody so much, but you're not putting you first. Because
just like we said earlier, it's if I'm here and you're there, like we can't be on two different levels. If we ain't on the same level, then it is what it is, and I can't only see the potential in you. You have to want that potential for yourself too.
Yep. And then when they do something stupid, you like, see, now if you would have had me in your corner, I could have, like, I told you this was gonna happen. But it's like you can't even let them know what's up because they already done. It's just like, damn, like I can't be there to help you this time, or I can't be there to shed my light on this, or like I'm trying to be your backbone, but you trying to make me be a fucking real bitch. I want to be the whole body, nigga. I want to be a whole body, nigga. And you ain't letting me.
Man, I swear these niggas, boy. But like I said, it ain't even also. It's
kind of toasty now.
Not always a relationship. It could be friendships too. Cause, boy, that's why, boy. Yeah, I've been at my ends with some friendships.
For sure.
Gots to go. And that's where you fall with toxic too. Like, if it's just toxic, it gotta go.
Yeah, definitely. It's some people that you grow out of.
You definitely.
And that's another thing, like, everybody don't have that mature mindset to understand that saying, like, oh, I grew out of that person. It's not necessarily saying, like, you just don't fool with that person anymore, because you can still have love for them for a long way. But it's just like, when you grow out of that person, they're not on the same level as you.
They're not on the same level, yeah.
They're not on the same level as you, so it's just like, you have to, you know, deal with them how you deal with them.
Yeah.
Y'all don't have to continue to be as close as you were, but you just know how to deal with that person. You grow out of them.
That's. And people don't understand it too. And it don't necessarily always have to be beef or anything like that. It's just that you grow apart from people.
Right.
And that's okay. It's definitely okay to grow apart from
it's
somebody.
A part of life.
Yeah, it definitely is, because people, they don't grow with you.
Exactly. You can't take everybody with you to the top, because everybody don't want to be there. Everybody not ready for that. They're still trying to figure them out while you already have it figured out.
Yep.
Like I said, you can still love that person from afar, but they're not there with you. So, and you can't take them, that kind of people, with you when you on top.
Yeah, definitely. Because
you bring them with you,
you're
never going to prosper.
Nope.
Because it's going to be that one person that's going to mess it up for you and all your opportunities.
Every single time. Until you realize it.
So, you'll know your breaking point. Yeah, for sure. Relationships, friendships.
All that.
That's energy you can't just
hold on to.
Right. So I think that's pretty much wrap it up with the questions we have. I hope we were able to hit some points for you guys, some things that y'all been thinking about, y'all needed some answers to. We answered them. As far as our topic, I hope that shed light on y'all once again. As always, y'all know where to find me. Instagram at golden24. 3 underscores or 4, like I always say, because I can never remember. One day I'm going to get it right for you guys, but you will see me. My art Instagram at colormebliss_, Twitter golden24, 4 underscores, and Snapchat Shanti211. Do you wanna?
I'm good.
What?
Do I wanna what?
Tell the people where they can find you.
They don't need to find me.
Y'all find my sister. She got about 50 Instagrams, so I don't know which one is what.
You're not talking. You just named two.
She got
no. What is my Instagram? Oh, is it Tia Milan or Tiana Milan?
I think it's Tia Milan 95 or something like that.
No, sis. It's Tia _ Milan, MILAN 09.
That's the new one.
Yeah, that's the newer one. That's the one they need to follow me at.
Girl, please. She don't even post. So don't follow her. Don't
you can follow me on Snapchat or at me on Snapchat. What's my Snap?
Oh, and she got some hot shit coming for y'all soon. Oh, stay tuned.
Please stay tuned. But my Snap is Tia03. Don't follow me on Facebook.
No, that's the ghetto. We don't follow on Facebook, y'all. I already told y'all that. All my listeners who listened from day one, no Facebook following.
Yeah, no. That's ghetto. But
yes, definitely. Follow her because she got something coming soon. So I want y'all to be able to see that.
Yes, please stay tuned because I'm so excited. And it's just going to be some hot stuff dropping for y'all real soon.
And that's on period. So that's that. Thank you guys for listening. I hope you guys continue to listen. Follow me on the Apple Podcast app under Splat and Chat by Shanti Arnise, Spotify. Y'all, I done got approved for so many platforms, I can't even tell y'all which ones because your girl is popping right now. However, I know for sure Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, Breaker. Shit, it's a lot. Just go follow your girl. All right, we're out.
Bye.
Thank you.